The Air Force has a multi-billion dollar problem with one of its most expensive assets, pilots. The American military overall is having trouble filling its ranks. For the Air Force, the issue is retaining pilots after they've gone through years of costly training. Alaska Public Media's Zechariah Hughes reports the staffing problems are only likely to get worse in the years ahead.
Wherever there are fighter pilots, there's popcorn. At Air Force bases around the world, elite flyers have a ritualistic affinity for, very specifically, spicy jalapeno popcorn.
Every single fighter squadron across the Air Force, you will find a popcorn machine that produces jalapeno popcorn and one of the finest lieutenants to run the machine to make sure that it is going.
Lieutenant Colonel Dave Skalitsky commands a squadron of fighter pilots at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage and flies F-22 Raptors. Planes are one of the most agile, powerful jet fighters in the world, and Alaska is a choice assignment for getting to fly them. F-22s are regularly scrambled to intercept Russian long-range bombers that approach the U.S., and the wide-open training ranges mean pilots have free rein to push the cutting-edge machines to their limits.
You know, it's like getting tossed the keys to an Indy car and going, all right, take her out, go do it.
Just becoming an Air Force pilot is competitive. Surviving years of officer training, academic work, and testing in order to fly jet fighters is a whole other echelon. Which is why it's surprising that even in Alaska, the Air Force is contending with a staffing shortage so severe that one general labeled it the National Air Crew Crisis.
Of this amount, the total force was short 1,211 fighter pilots.
Last year, Lieutenant General Gina Grosso told a House Armed Services subcommittee the Air Force is falling short with the pilots who fly bombers and cargo planes too, but the problem is most acute with jet fighters. For more than a decade, the gap between the number of pilots authorized and the number actually serving has widened. According to the latest figures, more than a quarter of the positions are unfilled. Grosso says this isn't just a liability for military readiness and national security, it's also really expensive. The upper end estimate is that the current pilot shortage amounts to a $12 billion capital loss.
Make no mistake, your Air Force is always there. However, being always there comes at a cost to equipment, infrastructure, and most importantly, our airmen.
So why are all these young, highly trained elite pilots leaving? One of the main reasons is that commercial airlines are hiring them away. Globally, more planes are in the air. There are more passengers on commercial airlines, more cargo for freight carriers, and an accelerating demand for qualified pilots. Amid this commercial boom, the pay is way better. But that's just a piece of what's going on.
It's not about the money.
David Gould retired from the Air Force as a colonel after 26 years in, much of it spent flying C-130 cargo planes. Now he works for United Airlines. The pay bump is nice, but he says the main reason that pilots leave is tied to the same reason they join in the first place. They just want to fly as much as they can.
That's just so much fun. And if they, I would guarantee it on my life, if you just had them do it enough, nobody would get out.
The problem, according to Gould, is Air Force pilots are in the cockpit less and less. Instead, they're spending more time in trainings and handling administrative duties.
And after a while, you kind of look back and go, I'm a pilot, and I'm flying, if I'm lucky, once a week. What am I doing the other 80% of my time? Stupid paperwork that doesn't have to be done.
This isn't just one retiree's griping. A recent government report found the same thing. It also found that pilots cite the Air Force lifestyle as one of the main reasons for leaving. Prolonged deployments, long work days, and frequent moves, a battery of sacrifices that strain family life. Gould says many younger pilots, after they've met their service requirements, look around and decide that the chance to keep flying cool planes isn't worth the headache and personal sacrifice. At the squadron level, commanders like Skalitsky try to tap into pilots' enthusiasm for the work itself.
What I'll tell you is that there's so much energy and so much drive in these people, in this professional corps of airmen that we have, that harnessing that energy, focusing it to get this mission done is more of a privilege than a challenge.
Air Force leadership is keenly aware of the pilot problem. They've increased the bonus pay given to pilots who re-enlist midway through their careers. They're also shortening some deployments, are experimenting with letting pilots stay at bases for an extra hitch to spare them extra moves, and have hired contractors to take on some of the administrative work. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes,